I appreciate what Brother Rupert. It's amazing to me, he's 92 years old and still doing as well as he has. I've heard him preach some very outstanding sermons in my life, and hearing him, and you know, it's just a testimony that there is a God in glory and he does bless. I'd like to turn with you briefly to the 10th chapter of Luke. I'd like to look at one particular story that's given here, beginning in verse 29. You need to really read the entirety of it, but in verse 29, "But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor?" Then Jesus gives this particular story. And he said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead." Not sure what half dead is. I guess half alive. He was in a fix is what the situation was. And we're told, and by chance, there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a certain Levi, when he saw was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out the 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I'll repay thee. Then the question was asked, Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? Then the Lord gives us the admonishment, and he said, He that sheweth mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise. I get afraid sometimes when we think, then I think, that I've done all I can do. I get afraid sometimes when I think churches have the attitude, well, we have done all we can do. Years ago, we used to hear the term, I don't hear it much anymore, rocked in the cradle of grace. In case you don't know what that is, there have been preachers through the lifetimes that have preached primarily on the doctrines of grace, and they're wonderful. You know, how we're going to get to heaven, if we don't have that, we don't have much. But at the same time, that's all sometimes people hear, and it's needful that we hear other things as well on our daily living and our duty. And in this particular case, what I'd like to just concentrate on for a moment is the priest and the Levite obviously should have known better. They should have known that, well, here's a man that needed help. Sometimes we use the term worship as a noun when in reality it ought to be a verb. Sometimes we use the word patience as an excuse for not doing. And what I'd like to look at is this particular incident of this one man that had no knowledge that I know of this man that was left to die other than seeing him on the highway. He saw him and he had compassion. He didn't probably know him, didn't know his name, didn't know who he was. It's like seeing somebody stranded somewhere, and in this day and time it's almost fearful to stop because you don't know what's going to happen or what they might do. Got a call this morning at about 3 o'clock that somebody threw a window through through the store window of where I'm working. And didn't take anything, just broke the window. And people will do most anything anymore. But thanks be to God for individuals like the Good Samaritan that's willing to sacrifice of himself, that's willing to go that extra mile and do that extra thing. Here was a man that had came to where this man was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. He went to him. Sometimes we need help. Sometimes churches need help. Sometimes we need to pray. I can pray for patience. You know, this man, this Good Samaritan, could have came to where this man was and said, "Brother, I'll pray for you. I mean, I'm going to kneel down right now and I'm going to pray for you." But guess what? That man needed more than prayer right at that given time. He could have said, "Well, just have a little patience and somebody will help you." Well, again, that man needed more than just hearing that at that immediate moment. I think in my life, if I want an answer from the Lord, sometimes I ignore what the Lord's giving me or what He's already told me. But at the same time, we need to have patience in our lives and pray that God would exercise. You know, we're told in the book of Peter, 1 Peter, he makes it very clear concerning brotherly kindness and adding to that brotherly kindness charity, and prior to that temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. In every one of these cases, we're to add something to make it a little better. Now we could just sit down and say no, and well, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to let the Lord do it all. And the Lord does do things. Don't misunderstand me. But sometimes blessings are preceded by action.
Yes, yes.
We've got to, if you don't come to church, how are you going to get a blessing?
That's right, right.
Yes. If you don't read the Word, how are you going to get a blessing? If you don't study, how are you going to receive knowledge that you need? In other words, it's very simple. If we don't make the effort, do we ever get a joy out of visiting someone? Well, you won't if you don't visit. Do we ever get a joy out of singing the songs of Zion? You won't if you don't sing. You get a joy out of helping someone? You won't if you don't help them. In other words, in every case, it's just like we can pray, but sometimes it takes more than that. And it's the same thing. And the thought that I would like to try to present in one way tonight is the thought of patience. This church, again, I'm going to say this, and I get in trouble all the time, so that's fine. Brother Ronnie said we pray for a pastor. We pray for a pastor. I think in 1 year since I've been here, we've had one prayer meeting. I don't know how many you had before. Are we really praying and exercising and doing what we need to do? The Lord, I agree, the Lord may be patient and teaches us to be patient. And the Lord may be patient with us in a lot of our ways and a lot of our actions. But at the same time, are we doing everything we can do to pray to that end and ask God for guidance and leadership? Brother Jeremy came in. I know it's a little past some people's bedtime, but I'm going to ask him to come on up and take a little bit of time tonight.